hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey, a couple weeks from today, we will be boarding our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Bahamas, September 26th. Actually, there still are a couple last-minute spots available. If you want to do it, all you got to do is contact Explorer Ventures. Just go to exploreventures.com, get the phone number, and give them a call because, trust me, it'll be worth the investment to join us on this trip. We got Oceanic still cameras for people to use, Bonica high-definition underwater video cameras for people to play with, Aries dive computer watches, and, of course, we'll have a few surprises and extra Scuba Radio goodies for folks on board. Now, this is a special itinerary. This is the last live aboard, our last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise of the year with our friends from Explorer Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio, and we've saved the best for last. This is a wild dolphin adventure where we are going to actually go out and purposely look for pods of dolphins and snorkel and possibly even dive with them, which is very rare because usually they are spooked by bubbles from scuba divers and don't generally come around diving.
But you've got rebreathers.
We do not have rebreathers. However, I do got a report from last week's excursion. Now, they just started the 7 or 8 weeks that they're planning to do this, this itinerary out of Freeport, Bahamas. And it said this past week they had one dive where six spotted dolphins showed up on the dive. And Gene Flipsy, the dolphin encounter expert that's going to be on board with us, he's on there now. And he said this is only the third time ever he's been able to do a tank dive and have the dolphins come in and hang with him. So that's a good sign. I'm so looking forward to this because, you know, this adventure with these wild dolphins, if you've never had the opportunity to...
I haven't. Maybe I should
dive,
go with you.
You should. You really should, Bill. But you know, if you haven't had the opportunity to do this, it is so different than, you know, going to SeaWorld or going to one of these captive dolphin things that you could do in some of the islands. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's nice
experience.
That those exist.
Exactly. But when you go out and you actually come across dolphins in their environment, in a wild environment.
When all you can see in every direction is water, you start to get the feeling that they've decided to play with you.
Exactly. It's totally on their terms. They're not getting fed or anything. They're getting no reward other than they might
They'll
find
get to
you.
See a Brazilian swimsuit model.
Well, that's why we're bringing her. She's our dolphin lure, Kelly,
nice.
The Brazilian swimsuit model. She might attract a few island boys too from the Bahamas, but that's you got to take the good with the bad. But no, the reality is that it's a totally different experience and what you're used to at a SeaWorld park or an aquarium or something like that, because it's really on their terms. And so the idea is to go out there in their environment, jump in the water, and see if you can look interesting enough for them to come check you out as much as you want to check them out. And
now, does Gene Flipsy have any advice as to whether or not wearing pants would be more or less attractive to a dolphin?
I don't know, but if it's Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, I bet I know which way he will come down on that vote. But that's
Greg the Dive Master. What are you thinking?
I can't say.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, can't say, not at least publicly. Can I? I don't know. I got an email from Doug, who evidently has booked the trip, and he asked when we were getting over to Freeport. He wants to have a little cruise cocktail if we get into Freeport early enough. And Bill, I'll check our itinerary. I'll get back to you on that. But he does say, I sure wish Bill could be there, but what are you going to do? And he has offered to assist Jimmy the helper boy carry Kelly the Brazilian swimsuits model's gear. So
yeah, well, as luck would have it, he'll probably need some help.
You think?
You know what? Although she carries, she can carry all 18 of the swimsuits she'll be wearing on this particular dive trip in a purse that is about the size of a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm.
She still packs a little heavy. She carries a lot of gear. She does not travel light.
This is true. But James is more than adequate, but I'm sure he'd be willing to share.
James is willing to take two trips. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but I'm sure he'd be willing to share that load with Doug and take all the credit for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Look what I did.
Yeah, but on top of all this stuff that I've just told you, we also have a representative from Divers Alert Network that's going to join us for this adventure. Eric Douglas, he is on the line right now, and I know he's excited as Doug is. Whether or not he wants to be a helper boy is probably...
Mr. Douglas, do you ever send emails and just sign it Doug just to throw people off?
No, but you know how email tends to go last name first name last. A lot of people call me Doug.
Ah, good point.
That as often, though, people just call me Dan, confusing yes. where I work with who I am. But,
you'll go with whatever works.
And just don't call me late for supper.
Yeah, all right. That won't happen. That won't happen. You'll always be within earshot. You'll smell it before
another
the
wise
bell
thing,
rings.
Don't let anyone call you Bill the Producer. That's another thing you want to try to avoid.
I don't know that has ever happened. If it would, I would probably be offended.
I sure wish Bill could be there, but what are you going to do? I got to love it. So are you excited, Eric? This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Dude, I'm so stoked. And I just hearing you describe it again just got me all fired up again. This is going to be a really cool trip. Looking forward to diving with you. I was trying to think, has it been 2 years since we dove together last?
Yeah, last time we were hanging together, I was puking on the beach. Wasn't it?
I don't remember that.
Yes, isn't that great?
On film.
Greg is, on film, I was going to say.
No, but we didn't actually dive that time. Okay.
Greg,
I thought you were talking about one of your nighttime adventures.
Oh, I thought he said last time we got together, when was the last time we got together and died? That's what
dive.
I thought he said.
Dive.
Oh,
no, talking about diving.
Yes.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. No, but I died on that video. I was dead.
Yes.
And it's a classic video. I believe it's posted on your website somewhere, is it?
It is.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yes.
Something about Greg posted on our website. Who knew?
No.
A video of Greg puking.
Yes. It's quality acting. It is at its best for sure. But everybody can go there and check it out. I know they have already, but what about that?
Sure.
The last time we
dived together was down in the Keys, wasn't it?
It might have been, yeah, when we did a little lobstering. Yeah.
You were doing a little lobstering?
Yeah, it was about over a year ago now. So it's been a while. This is going to be a great trip now. Obviously on a personal note, it'll be fun to hang out and do some diving together. But I know, you're going to bring a few of your own tricks of the trade from Divers Alert Network on board to share a few stories, I believe, right?
Absolutely, and I don't know how formal people want to get. I've got some presentations I could give if people are just bored out of their minds and want to listen to me talk for an hour or so. But certainly we'll be talking about diving and dive safety just informally throughout the duration of the trip as well. So.
Is there an official Eric Douglas Dan presentation drinking game? Because if there is, we could probably work something into the itinerary.
Well, we'll develop one.
There is an official board game. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I'm sure there'll be some of that going on after the diving day is done, which, by the way, for the record, Explorer Ventures, I believe, one of the only liveaboard companies that includes your booze.
Oh, really?
So it's pretty much open bar, within reason. Within reason as far as your diving is concerned, how much you can consume.
That's a little scary, but it's a nice touch.
Yeah, you don't mix the two, but when your day diving is done, have a... Have a glass of wine, whatever you want to do. It's on the house. It's included in your package price. It's quite a deal. And on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises, they do have a tendency to stock up a little bit more than on other weeks. But, what are you going to do?
That's understanding your clientele, and that makes perfect sense.
This is true. Now, what about these formal presentations you have? I mean, what kind of things do you... Dive clubs.
Make sure
you've
worn your tuxedo, because when he says formal, he means formal.
I mean,
formal
night. Tie tails, absolutely. Dinner gowns. Now, you know, there's some presentations I give when I'm on the road for Dan about dive safety, first aid for hazardous marine life injuries, the things to do to make your own diving safer, how to preserve your dive trip so you don't do something stupid to ruin a dive trip. Those kind of presentations. But I'll have my computer with me. They'll be on my computer. I'll be happy to set up and talk for a time if that's appropriate.
I'm wondering, if they don't want something formal like that from Dan, do you do any poetry reading or anything like that? Anything from your latest work?
I have yet to delve into poetry.
A reading would be appropriate. You know, books by Eric. Eric is also an accomplished author. Flooding Hollywood is one, and I mean, there's several other in the Mike Sniglitz. What is it? No.
Mike Scott.
Mike Scott series.
Mike Sniglitz is the other show.
Yes, sorry. And sometimes we do inside jokes just to amuse ourselves.
Yeah, it's worse than radio for one. It's radio for the people in the studio.
But trust me, if you got it, you would be laughing hysterically right now.
I'm sure I'm dying on the inside if I just knew what you were talking about.
Maybe we ought to have a reading. You ought to. I don't know. Have you ever done anything like that for some of your books, Eric? Or no?
I've never done a reading in front of a crowd. I've done audio. I've recorded chapters and things from my books and put them on my website or whatever.
Well, I've heard authors do this before, like the Harry Potter lady. Doesn't she like read a chapter to like unfortunate kids or something every release or something? And
boy, look at those kids. They're unfortunate.
The parallel here is I'm going to read a chapter from one of my books to a group of semi-loaded divers on boat.
It's big news. Start with the sex stories. That's my advice.
There's actually some good ones in there.
Flip open to a sex scene and start there.
I like it. I don't know. We might be onto something here, Eric. I don't know.
I also am a poet. And if you want to just send me 3 pages, I will make a Dr. Seuss-style poem, which you could read as well. Just send me 3 pages. I will use the words in the order they appear in the book, just not all the words.
And
we'll make you a Dr. Seuss-style poem.
Okay. That sounds like a winner. I got his book. I'm going to bring it next week just for you.
That'll be nice. We'll make this happen.
2 weeks from today, we'll have the full report. We'll broadcast from the deck of the boat. You'll have Eric, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, Jimmy, the helper boy.
And Kelly could sing the Dr. Seuss version of his book.
Why not? Let's just throw it all in there and the kitchen sink.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
You know, I think we're onto something here, Bill. I think we got Eric's book, Flooding Hollywood. You were telling me at the break that actually was initially a screenplay.
Originally written as a screenplay. So
let's have Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, Jimmy, the helper boy, perform. And Eric, and have them like put on a little
performance of what it would be if it were a movie.
From some of his book scenes.
I believe that Kelly will play the role that would be performed in later film versions by Halle Berry. If it goes to a major studio, if it stays independent, I think that Kelly will probably be in the performance.
Well, okay. So, and there's definitely some scenes that would lend itself well to Kelly. I think.
There we are.
So who knows? We may be on to something.
There's some product placement in there. Get that Uzi towel shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some Exotica swimwear, maybe.
Yeah. Little scuba radio hat.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And that's
about
it.
About a third of my wardrobe right there you just mentioned.
Exactly. Good point. Me too. Hey, oh, by the way, before I forget, they are running some really great specials at Explorer Ventures. Whether you use it for the September 26th trip or not, buy four spaces, get one free through the end of September. So, you know, you got some time off, you want to go on a live aboard trip.
Get some friends together.
Yeah, and get four friends together and you go free. You know, don't tell them that, but...
Or you can all go for 20% off.
Yeah, or you could work out a deal amongst your friends. But then a lot of other specials on different boats from the Turks and Caicos. They got a $500 off airfare special on the southbound exploratory trip October 10th. Several more that you can find out at exploreventures.com, or just dial them up and ask them. Tell them, hey, you've heard Scuba, you've heard Greg talk about your liveaboard trips on Scuba Radio many times. You want to book something? What deals do you have for this place, that place, whatever? 1-800-322-3577. 1-800-322-3577 for Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
How did you manage to swing that deal, by the way?
What do you mean?
How did you manage to get Explorer Ventures to be the official liveaboard dive company of Scuba Radio?
You know, it evolved over the last couple years. We started talking to these folks, probably 3 or 4 years ago.
We've been on their boats. They know us.
Yeah.
Well, they know you. They don't know me from a stick, but they know you.
Oh, they know you. You're the one they know is never
having come.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, they are familiar with Scuba Radio and our ilk.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you managed to put this deal together.
I know.
I'm impressed.
Shocking. Well, you know, it's all the extra benefits I bring along. You know, the added value elements.
The Brazilians from Scuba Models, the mermaids.
That has its own selling point.
The helper boys.
Yeah, no, but no, like the Olympus cameras, you know, we bring them into the mix. Bonica high-def underwater video cameras. They're on the boat right now. They've been on the boat for the last several weeks for like a two-month run for all the guests that get to go on these liveaboard trips, get to try out the Bonica high-definition cameras for free, just a little extra element. So, you know, we're bringing in some of our friends and making it a little bit more fun for the people that go on the trips.
So you bribe them.
So it's, exactly.
You bribe them and the other guests in the boat.
This is it. That's it.
Oh, it makes sense now. I mean, I was confused by it up until now, but now it's making perfect sense.
Yeah,
you bribe them.
Exactly.
You bring in a lot of cool gear. You make what is already a fantastic dive adventure that much better.
Yeah. And they limit my trips to 4 out of the year, so that
way... And they limit mine to none. That's nice of them.
Well, but I was saying the reason they do that is because, you know, they want to keep down their alcohol costs.
That's what it was.
Yes, because I told you before, they're one of the only companies that include booze, you know, wine, beer, whatever, and booze if you want to drink some of it while you're, you know, when you're not diving, when you're done for your diving. And, you know, that can be a costly element to the cost of running one of these fine operations.
I can see where
that
would be an
issue. If you have the wrong group on board,
yes.
You hear what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yes.
And although I'm not really much of a drinker myself, I do drive a lot of other people to drink, so I can see where that would be a real factor.
Exactly. Now you know. Now you know why.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we got a couple things coming up here in this hour. We're going to check in with Glenn and Peter from Aquanauts Grenada, check in with them as far as the conditions and things have been going out there. I think they're just wrapping up singles week. And
Is that bring your singles? Fold them a long way? And
that could have been happening because this is evidently coinciding with the height of buff diver season. That's all coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and a new product review, or, you know, something to tell you about, save you some money. Nanook from the Great White North. We got to tell you about that next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK
K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, with me as well today. All right, here's our plans for the DEMA show. Now, if you don't already know, the DEMA show is the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show, largest diving event in the world every year. It's happening in Orlando first week of November, and that happens to be our backyard. We're based out of Orlando, Florida, so that's going to be nice and convenient for the scuba radio crew. So we are pulling out all the stops for this year's event. Last few years, we've actually been opening the DEMA show every day, this four-day event. And in the morning, it's kind of been our responsibility to help warm up the crowd before they, you know, open up the gates to the exhibit show floor at 10 a.m. So we have orchestrated a little pre-show entertainment party kind of atmosphere thing going on. We give away a bunch of stuff. We have them ease their britches down around their ankles, make them squeal like a pig. Blow a conch, you know, just all kind of have that wacky fun kind of thing. And this year, we're kicking it up a notch, because.
Oh, is this the big announcement?
Yeah. Well, there's actually two.
Two huge announcements.
Huge announcements.
Everyone, gather the kids around the radio. Yes. Because this, you're going to want to remember where you were
when
you heard this news.
Right. Okay. So the last couple of years we've had live music. Okay, we're going to do some more of that. I'll tell you about that in just a bit. But we've also had mermaids. You know the Scuba Radio mermaids. We're going to have those. But this year we are kicking up the mermaid exhibition a notch.
Nothing
or two.
Better than mermaid exhibitionists.
So we usually have the mermaids on display at the DEMA show and chairs waving, taking pictures, shaking hands, kissing babies, that kind of thing. Maybe not necessarily in that order. Maybe not necessarily kissing babies.
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. But this year, we're going to actually make our mermaids wet. They are going to be in a portable rolling aquarium. So
I will honestly tell you, you got to portable. Bull, and I was thinking Port-a-John, and I thought we were going to have mermaids in a Port-a-John.
Well, that may be for next year, but they're just going to be an aquarium, and I'll tell you about the live music next. It's pretty cool.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, maybe we ought to get this guy to play.
I wrote this song.
Did you? What's it called?
Scuba Hooba Hooba Dooba.
Scuba Diver.
Yeah, Louis Prima, by the way, who does that song. I don't know if he's still kicking. So, yeah, I have no clue. So he might be tough to get for a live gig for Scuba Radio, but it's always...
If we have an undead gig, though... He's
hey,
in.
Halloween, maybe.
Hello.
We'll channel his spirit.
There we are.
Him and Jacques Cousteau.
Nice.
Special Halloween. Well, anyway, let's get back to DEMA. It's a week later.
Yes.
First week of November. And so I told you, we're going to have our mermaids. We're going to have them in a portable aquarium. So they are going to be wet mermaids this year. This will be quite...
Okay. You know what?
Extravagance.
I think the assumption can be that it will be brought in. You can stop saying portable because, honestly, I keep hearing Port-a-John.
Well, I'm not sure. We've never done this before, so it could be.
Okay.
And I don't know about the filtration system they're going to use for this aquarium.
I must tell you, mermaids look at their best in the water. There's no two ways about it.
Well, it's quite...
They glisten.
It's kind of like taking the mermaids up to like the Cirque du Soleil type of presentation level. Because they're going to be in water, waving, doing underwater something.
Spawning.
Maybe.
We don't know.
We don't know. You'll have to be at the show or you'll have to listen to the play-by-play when we do a couple broadcasts there from the Dima show floor. Now, on top of the mermaids, we also have some live music, and this is going to be a first. We've had the Scuba Dudes in the past. They're actually booked that week, so we don't have the Scuba Dudes playing. However, we are bringing Pup Morris along. Pup, remember the Scuba Cowboy?
Yes.
He has agreed to perform with
you
our
are my chum.
Our little traveling red road show there for that week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, You Are My Chum is one of his songs.
Yes.
I'm just a scuba cowboy. So he has a little bit of a country twist to some of his music, but he has a new album he's working on right now. And he will debut some of the new songs here at the Dima Show.
Oh, good.
As part of our little extravaganza. So
that'll be fantastic.
It'll be awesome. I cannot wait. It was just locked down this week. And if that weren't enough.
Okay, well, it wasn't locked down. He was released on probation.
Well,
that's not the same as lockdown, and he asked us not to use that terminology anymore.
All right, you got me there. But we do have that set up now, and you know we'll also be giving away a bunch of stuff, new products and things. One of them being these new Nano cases, protective cases that we just got our hands on this week and put them up at the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. May have heard me mention them on an ad earlier, but the thing is that these new Nanook. Cases, they're out of Canada, and they're new to the U.S. market. They got a special power claw technology latch that is truly one of the coolest systems when it comes to getting in and out of your case and more secure than what's been out on the market before. They're lighter. They're more affordable. They're cheaper. They cost less.
Well,
it's Canadian. Well, maybe, yeah. That's what it is.
Like 35 cents to a dollar. Or
exactly.
Like
so they can make them cheaper in Canada. I don't know. But they're cool, and we got it. They gave us a few of the cases because they don't have their distribution network set up in the U.S. right now, just yet. So they've made some available to us to offer to you at a special introductory price. Now,
and this is because you kept asking and asking and asking,
exactly.
And they finally said, "Will you shut up if we give you some?"
Yeah, that's what happened, and I'm sharing the joy with you now. So all you have to do is go to the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. And purchase, we got three different sizes, black only. They got a bunch of different colors, but we just have a select few of these. And I got to tell you, it's only a handful. So if you need a protective case for your underwater photography or camera.
Underwear.
Or whatever, you got an option right there.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Crusader, naked scuba boy, naked scuba boy, you roam the earth.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the line, some of my favorite folks from Grenada. Actually, they're some of my favorite folks on the planet. And that would be Glenn and Peter. Glenn's on the line with us right now. How are you doing, Glenn?
Hi, Greg. I'm doing great. What a honor to be one of your favorite people in the world.
Yes, well, you're fun folks to hang around when we see you at the dive shows, when you're plugging Aquanauts Grenada, your dive operation down there in the island, and you're just fun to hang around. So yeah, you're definitely on that list, Galind.
All right, great.
And I don't know if I should apologize or what, but we'll have to just leave it at that, right?
Right, yeah, we leave it at that. Grenada is such a great place, you know. You really need to come down here.
Yeah, well, we're going to make that happen definitely in the next few months for sure. And but in the meantime, you know, this week in Grenada, you're wrapping up singles week, right?
That's right, yeah. We had a great time, you know, barbecue and lots of fun. And, of course, diving, you know. Singles from all over the world, England, Europe, America, Ohio, whatever, you know.
You know, they came as singles. Did any of them leave as mated or what? Or I don't know. What can you say about that?
Well, we do it like Las Vegas. What happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. What happens in Grenada stays in Grenada.
Ah, well, that's no fun. Come on, I want some dirt. Obviously, it was a good time. And the weather cooperated. It's been nice and warm. Was there any buff diving going on? Because last time I talked to you guys said this also corresponds with the time of year where you get a few buff divers that want to head down your way.
Yeah, we have.
That's all you're going to say, isn't it, Galind?
You know, my lips are sealed.
Okay, well, yeah, evidently what happens in Grenada stays in Grenada. So you'll have to go to Singles Week next time, which, you're doing it again next year in June? Is that the deal?
Yeah, in June, and probably one in September again, but definitely in June.
Very good. AquanautsGrenada.com, you can check that out. Now, maybe the Singles Week isn't your deal. Maybe you already have a buddy or a better half that you want to go diving and try something new. I know you guys are heavily into the whole rebreather experience, and you got a couple weeks coming up where people can actually come down and try the silent diving system, rebreather system, right?
That's right. Yeah, we have Evolution and Inspiration Mission units here for trial dives. And we also have planned some dedicated rebreather weeks. We dedicate one boat and a dive guide to the bubble-less diving, silent diving, no noise, no bubble makers around you. And you can really enjoy and get close to all the marine life, you know. We dive in the Bianca Sea on rebreather, and every time we see reef sharks coming, passing by, they're so shy for bubble divers, they shoot off as soon as they hear them entering the water.
Yeah, now I know Peter's heavily into this whole rebreather thing. Are you doing this too, Galind, or are you kind of letting him handle that for now?
Well, I did my first little trial, and I love it, I can tell you that, and I'm going to go for it, yeah.
I got to come down there and do that, because that just sounds like so much fun. It's definitely on my list of things to do as a diver, for sure, and those are cool systems. I've had a little taste. I've done it once on a little test dive, and it's definitely changes the way you look at diving when you start doing this whole rebreather thing.
You know, it's being pushed a little bit into the technical corner, but actually I don't think it belongs there. It should come out of it, and, you know, it's just the next step of diving. It's the evolution of diving.
Well, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the technology's gotten so good, it's making it idiot-proof for schmoes like me, right? Is that what you're trying
yes,
to say?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Hold on, Glenn. You didn't have to agree that quickly. You hear what I'm saying?
Even a blonde like me can handle it.
Okay,
you know?
All right. Fair enough. So your rebreather weeks where you're doing this at Aquanauts Grenada is when?
The next one coming up is in December, the 6th of December until the 12th.
All right, and just go to AquanautsGrenada.com and get the phone number and sign up for those weeks then.
We have a tech site where you find rebreather, aquatechgrenada.com. So there you find all the information, prices, and the dates when the rebreather weeks are going to happen.
Sounds good. All right. And then also, hey, we're going to see each other here in just a little bit over a month at the DEMA show in Orlando, right?
That's right. Yeah, I can't wait. Get off the rock and see some folks and friends like you.
Yes. And it'll be a good time. What are you guys planning for DEMA this year? Are you going to be showcasing some new specials or like promoting the rebreather weeks and the singles weeks and that kind of thing? Or you got something else up your sleeve?
Yeah, well, we have a booth again. We are exhibiting on the end of the Bahama Isle at 12:32. So that's where everybody can find us, displaying our rebreather weeks and our courses for rebreather and, of course, all the specials, the DEMA special for the dive groups. Come to Grenada. You know, it's so easy now with our nonstop flight from Miami.
Absolutely. To your little piece of paradise there on the planet, for sure. And, DEMA is where all the dive shops from across the country and travel wholesalers come and have the chance once a year to kind of meet with Peter and Galen and set up some package deals and that kind of thing to offer to their local dive center. So if you are one of those folks listening, because I know we have a lot of dive centers to listen to Scuba Radio, just make sure you look for Aquanauts Grenada at the DEMA show and say hi to Peter and Galen. And, or for him later on at the bar with me, right?
Right. So see you at the bar.
Absolutely. All right, Glenn, we'll have fun. We'll talk to you again soon, and thanks for checking in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there you go. Sounds like things are hopping down there in Grenada, and it'll be good to catch up with them here in Orlando here next month. You know, that is a place we've added to our list of places to go here in the next few months. I bet it'll happen right after DEMA or right after the first of the year. We're going to head down to Grenada and work out some deal.
We?
Yeah, if you want to come.
I want to come. I'm there.
Buff
Bring
Diver
me.
Week?
You know what?
Scuba Radio Buff Diver Week. What do you think?
I have not been with a Buff Diver group. Here's my feeling on nudists, though.
Yeah.
You always have a very romanticized vision of it. You always think that it's women and guys that are just so gorgeous that they should be naked all the time. Mm-hmm. In reality, it's a bunch of old guys who've just given up. You know what? I don't care what anybody else thinks anymore. I'm going to be naked. So really, yep. You and I would fit in great, I think.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just
I've been
saying.
Working out, buddy.
I'm not saying
Here,
you
look
haven't
at this.
Been. Ooh, did you hurt yourself? A bicycle injury of some sort?
No, that's Taekwondo at its best, my friend.
That's the best, huh?
Try to do that without working out.
I guess you couldn't. No. No.
Nor would you want to. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Jackie Chan do that? I don't think so.
No, but what's his name? Bruce Willis. No, Bruce Lee. Yeah, that guy. I saw a video. He did it once.
Yes, once.
Yeah.
And now he's dead.
Well, hey. We've progressed over time. We've learned how to do this technique and move on. All right, more coming.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Almost done with today's virtual dive. But once again, I want to remind you to go to the Scuba Radio merchandise page. Check out those Nanook protective cases. I want to reiterate, we only have a very small number of these cases that we're making available to our listeners for a very limited time. And they're not, you can't get them in the U.S. real easily right now. So that's why they're available. They're at a very special price as well. And if you need a case, the ones we have three different sizes, only in black. But that's a very universal color to have. But they're a perfect size for packing your underwater photography gear or even a laptop size. It's kind of that type size.
Does it come
case.
With the foam?
Yeah, comes with a
breakout
you know,
foam.
Yeah, little cubed foam. So you can customize it to how you see fit. And the price is just phenomenal. I mean, seriously, for this quality of case, you're not going to do better anywhere. So take advantage of this deal. I can't emphasize it enough.
And this is something which you don't get every day. If you live in a tropical dive destination and you'll put Greg up, he'll deliver it for you himself.
Well, I won't deliver it to you myself. However, it's free shipping on every order over $15. That applies to the Nanook cases.
They cost more than $15. Interesting.
They cost more than $15, but not,
okay.
But still,
you get a free T-shirt. Throw it in there.
No,
you know, you could get a T-shirt.
You could
and
get
throw
a T-shirt,
it in there, and the shipping would still be free.
Right, but I'm telling you, these are big
and
cases.
A hat.
So the
and a towel.
Right, and the shipping's free over $15. And like I said, the prices already are very very low. So it's a phenomenal deal that you will not find anywhere. You couldn't even top this on eBay, I don't think.
Unbelievable.
It's shocking, isn't
it? Unbelievable.
Now, while you're there, don't forget to check out the fact that we also have some blogs. You know, Jeremy, who is going to Australia, or is in Australia,
right.
Jeremy Bender, he's one of our bloggers right now. If you go to my blogs at scubaradio.com, he talks about some of his ventures in Australia. What?
Web logs. Is that really that hard to say, web log?
No, he's on our web, and he's blogging. He's a blogger. What?
I'll explain later.
Okay, whatever.
That word infuriates me.
Yeah.
Worst
whatever.
Contraction ever.
Anyway,
web
just,
log.
There's tons of stuff for you to play with there at scubaradio.com. Enjoy yourself. And that'll keep you busy till next Saturday when we're back for another edition of The Big Show. Till then, remember, it's always better. Bill?
Down where it's wetter.
Good
twittering, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.